You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
We're going to start this game today with Rachel. Or are you Hello. Fancy and Hi. Say Rochelle?
No, it's Rachel.
Okay, good. Because I don't want to say Rochelle.
Rochelle.
Rachel. All right.
Rachel, what are you doing today?
I was heading to work, but I'm stopping to hopefully win a game.
Yeah, we'll see.
What do you not feel safe driving and talking on the phone? Is that it?
No, I pulled over.
That's good. Okay. You got a nice strong signal right now. We can hear you. What do you do for work? Where were you headed?
I'm a lunch lady for Nutrition Services, 27-day school.
Hey, a lunch lady.
All right.
Slabe Joe.
How's that, how's that hairnet working for you today?
Oh, it'll work just fine once I get to work and put
Good.
It on.
Good. We don't want hair in the pigs in the blankets, you know?
Yeah, No.
Do you guys we're still do pigs in a blanket?
We do, and today we're doing grilled cheese and tomato soup.
Yum.
Oh, yum. That's yum. What I had for dinner last night.
I want to go to your school.
You want to know what cheeses I mixed last night, Jeremy?
Tell me now.
Because Jeremy and I, Rachel, are of the opinion that it ain't a grilled cheese sandwich unless you're mixing multiple cheeses in there.
Experiment.
True. We do put,
Mine last night was Munster.
Good.
A smoked Gouda.
Thank you.
And to add a little bit of color to it, because those were two yellow cheeses, I put an old-fashioned slice of American cheese
Look at
in
that.
The middle of it.
Class it up a little bit.
With both butter on the outside and mayo on the inside.
That's an epic cheese sandwich.
You ruined it with mayo.
No, that's the only way to do it.
A mayo on a grilled cheese, by the way, you don't taste it because it's grilled, and so it does something
it's
to the
sandwich.
Better.
It's better than butter, Rachel.
Yeah, it's not like mayo. On mustard's like a turkey good. Sandwich.
Mustard?
Mustard. Yeah, mustard's good on grilled
We
cheese.
Have to let you go. Mustard?
Mustard.
That's the craziest thing I've ever heard.
No, but I would try that.
Really?
Try it. Ugh. Try it. Before, after it's cooked, not before. Just try it after it's cooked.
So you dip it. You dip it in a little yellow mustard.
You can do that or spread it on like a spread.
Interesting.
And then dip it in your soup. It's good. Try it.
Are what you kind going of? Pure yellow mustard or are you going the spicy mustard?
No, the pure yellow or you could do the spicy, whichever you prefer.
How about a stone ground mustard?
I never had it, so I don't know.
Oh, that's a game changer. I'll tell you what. What kind of cheese are you putting on the kids' grilled cheese sandwiches?
American on some and pepper jack on the others.
Whoa, those are
Wait
some
Wait a minute,
adventurous
you're not mixing
kids.
Them, though?
Well, no. We don't mix them. We can't mix them. We have
well,
to do
Well, then you're not making it properly.
That's one or the other.
Well, you got to do what the recipe calls for.
And that's a lot of cheese. That's a lot of kids. That's a lot of money.
Well, then pay
They got to feed a lot of kids.
I'll pay an extra 10 cents for a better sandwich.
Okay. Sounds good.
We are really critiquing your grilled cheese sandwich, aren't
She's
we?
She's just wanting to be done with this conversation.
I know, right?
One cheese and yellow whatever. Mustard? Never mind. I don't want to go to that school.
No, I use the mustard, not the kids.
Oh, well, either way, call me on pizza day, okay?
Oh, that'll be, I think, Friday.
Okay.
Yeah, so if you want me to call you back, I will.
Well, we'll see if you win today. You might have to.
Yeah.
Okay, so what's the game?
You don't even know?
You have to name five prime numbers higher than 100.
Oh, prime? What's a prime number?
All right, let's play rattle off. Are you ready, Rachel?
So five not prime numbers over 100?
No, he was just joking.
I was just kidding.
It's a little thing he does.
Numbers.
It's a little thing.
I was trying to elicit a what's a prime number, and I got it.
And you got it. Okay.
All right. 10 seconds.
Oh, what do we, is it the prime numbers?
No. He'll give you a different topic.
Rachel,
and then in 10 seconds.
I really, really am regretting that I ever said anything about prime numbers.
Don't ever do that again.
That was just a joke, so you can forget, strike it from your memory, okay?
Okay, it's gone. Shoot, it's gone.
Okay. We'll give you a different topic, okay?
Yeah.
Okay. Sounds good.
10 seconds. Give us five famous amusement parks. amusement parks. Ready and go.
Villages, Seven Flags.
What?
Lakeside.
Prime
Seven
number.
Villages, Seven Flags, Lakeside.
Oh, no.
I like how you keep adding a flag.
There's only seven six. Flags. It's Isn't only there? Six flags.
Oh, six it's flags. Six flags.
Well, I was hoping for a seven for a better amusement park.
And you did mention classic Lakeside, which is fun. I'm glad you threw that in.
I grew up going there. I grew up.
You threw up or grew up going there? Did you throw up there?
Going to the fun house.
The fun house.
Yeah,
okay.
The fun house, yeah.
Whatever reason, I feel like living with you, I would be living in a fun house.
Yeah, you would.
You have a lot of energy.
Yeah, we have a pretty crazy house at my house. We have lots of people.
Well, listen.
That's good.
Jeremy and I love you dearly, and we don't care who knows, okay?
You're very charming.
Okay. I love you too dearly. You help me every morning while I...
Uh-oh, your phone's cutting out now.
I thought she pulled over.
Okay.
Oh, there
okay,
you
go. Okay, bye.
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 What a ball of energy. She has to be to work with all those goofy kids,
no
you know?
No kidding.
Wow.
Jeffrey, do you know what prime numbers are?
Yes.
Yeah, Seven Flags.
which is funny because she defaulted from six to a prime number.
Yeah.
Which
yeah, I mean, in a way, I guess she made it work, right?
She made it work, Jeffrey.
She didn't even know she made it work.
So, what do you do for a living?
I am a recruiter.
A what?
Say again?
A recruiter.
What are you recruiting people for?
So I recruit for all kinds of positions just to help people get jobs.
Oh, gotcha. Okay.
So, if I needed a personal assistant... Would
Correct.
You do that, or you only do it for big companies?
No, it doesn't matter. Personal assistant would come down the same line. I would track down people with your specific requirements and be able to send them all your resumes.
Well, there you go.
How do you get paid?
Mm-hmm. I get paid hourly.
Okay, by the company that's using your services?
Correct.
Okay.
Well, that's great.
I like it. Where do you find these people?
I try to make it great.
Where do you find them? Where do you find the people?
Craigslist?
Or Indeed, just anywhere in general. I try not to look on Craigslist.
No?
I don't feel the candidates...
I feel like you're going to find some quality individuals on Craigslist.
Yeah, I think the ones that I find on Craigslist are more on the sketchier side.
Really? That's surprising.
If that's the type of assistant you're looking for...
I'm surprised by that.
I could probably find you know...
But if you're just using Monster and Indeed and stuff like that, couldn't the company do that? Are you just like a middleman?
In a way, yeah, theoretically. So, you know, I'd get in contact with them, see why they're looking for a new role, when they're looking...
You kind of vet them a little bit. Get to know them.
Upgrade them into the position, correct.
You ask them if they're a creeper. Hey, are you a creeper?
Yeah, I'm saying, hey, do you have anything posted on Craigslist, or is this just on LinkedIn?
Do you have any stolen bikes listed on Craigslist by chance?
Yeah. And if so, if I get you the job, can I have one of the bikes?
There you go.
Well, let me ask you something. Do you have positions right now that you are trying to fill for some companies right now?
Correct. Yeah, multiple positions.
Like what?
So which one, don't tell us what the job is or the company. Don't do that. But tell us. What is the highest paying position that you're trying to fill right now? What's the dollar amount?
There's a 220K position. There's a few 180K positions.
For the 220K, what do you need to know?
Yeah, what's that one?
You need to. So a lot of it has to do with a lot of bachelor's in engineering and a lot of embedded auto SARS experience. So it comes to a lot of product line of the, you know, everything switching over to electrical.
I'm not going to apply for that one.
I'm telling you, Jeremy, people are going off to college right now. First of all, I don't encourage people to go to college. But if you are, get a flippin' engineering degree.
Seriously. It's where it's at.
No, it is no joke.
Man.
It's so sought after. It's different.
Yeah. That's a good degree.
Man. All right, Jeff, let's play Rattle Off. Are you ready?
I am ready.
All right. 10 seconds. Oh, and I forgot to give my disclaimer, Jeremy.
Don't
if
hang
we
up.
Get a winner, the people are on hold, don't hang up, because we still will want to come back and talk to you. So don't hang up if Jeffrey wins. And if he doesn't
don't
win,
worry.
You definitely don't
I'm
hang
not
up.
Winning.
Oh,
I
you
mean,
don't know.
What kind of attitude
come
is that?
Come on. That's not very positive.
Why would you say
I'm
that?
I'm looking forward to it. I have hopes in winning, but I want to give those guys a chance. I don't want to knock this out of the park. Do you want to just
Why? Give up and then let them play? And we could just say goodbye to you? Do you want to do that?
Let's just skip you then.
No, because now I'm thinking I need to get you an assistant with bicycles, and we've had a lot to talk about here.
What's the lowest paying job you have right now?
Yeah.
That you're looking for?
$20 an hour.
$20 an hour?
Yeah.
What's the job?
It's a production operator. So they'll just be in the warehouse, you know, moving boxes, you know, doing assembly.
Do they have to drive a forklift?
Yep, they do have to be forklift certified.
I'm in.
It's one of the suggested. Mm-hmm. Oh, there we go.
I'm in.
Yeah, and I'm not
certified. I'm not a certified forklift operator, but I'll get in there and give it a shot.
You can give it a whirl.
Yeah, if you think you know how to handle a car, forklift shouldn't be anything. They
piece of cake.
Sharp forks on the front.
Piece of cake.
Easy. And just a loud beep, beep, beep when you back up.
You're fine.
All right, when we do
backing up like you would in a car.
Jeffrey,
right.
Jeffrey,
we got to play now, Jeffrey.
Movies with Radiloff. The rule is you can only do one movie per franchise, okay?
Okay.
Only one per franchise. And we've tried this one and haven't been able to get a winner the last two times we tried it, but you might be able to. Five scary movies. I mean, it's Halloween season. Give us five scary movies. Ready and go.
Friday the 13th, Chucky, Jason Voorhees. What's that called? Halloween.
Time's up. You're right. You didn't get it, Jeffrey.
Yeah, I didn't think I would, but you know,
you visualized that, but you made that happen. You visualized not winning.
You did this to yourself.
That's my luck.
It was like the easiest. It was the easiest one we had today.
We each make our luck, Jeffrey.
Yeah, you're right.
Mm-hmm. I want you to close your eyes and visualize.
Ooh, there's my horse
hanging up the phone right now.
All right, I'm gonna go get a bike.
Enough with the bike jokes, Jeffrey. See you later.
Bye bye.
That guy was all over the place, wasn't he?
He was crazy.
What a wacky dude.
Are you a Mika or a Micah?
Micah.
Hello, Micah. Good morning to you.
Good morning. Hey. How are you guys?
Really good.
What about that engineering job paying $220,000 a year? What do you think of that job, Micah?
I'd love the money, but I don't know anything about engineering, so I might have to fake my resume a little bit.
Fake it till you make it.
You wouldn't be the first.
Yep.
So did you go to college?
I did. I have my bachelor's degree in exercise science.
Exercise science. What are you doing with that then?
Nothing.
She's not using
That's money well spent.
Why do you think I preach for people not to go to college?
I know, right?
What are you doing?
So I'm a community manager at a co-working facility.
No idea what that means.
Hmm. Okay, most people don't. So do you know what a co-working facility is?
Yeah, I just watched a Netflix or something documentary or whatever, that whole, what was that show called? Do you know what I'm talking about? Where it was about, about the WeWork one. I think it was called WeFail or something.
Yeah, so we're like, they're probably one of our bigger competitions, but so people either have memberships to come in and work throughout the week in our community space, or people have private offices here. And so my job, basically, I kind of oversee all the memberships. I do sales and tours and stuff like that. And
nothing in fitness, so.
Nothing in fitness right now. No, I'm thinking about going back to school one day, but
why?
I don't know. I'm thinking about maybe being a doctor or nurse one day.
Okay, well, that would be good. You do need the schooling for that.
Yeah, I mean, I already have my bachelor's in anatomy, physiology, and all of that. So. I don't know. I'm kind of on track for that.
We'll make it happen. Get it done, all right?
All right. I'll try my best.
Okay.
All right, good. By the way, I looked it up, that show, and Jeremy, you should watch it. It's got Jared Leto in it.
Okay.
It's called We Crashed. That was the name of it.
We Crashed.
And it was about the whole debacle of the WeWork company and how much money they blew through. And, it was a crazy document.
Okay.
Micah, bless your heart. Let's play some Rattle Off. We need a winner. Can you help us out here?
I'm going to try my best. I really want to win. It's my first time being on the show, but I do get a little nervous when there's a time crunch. So,
do you get nervous that there's like over 1 million people listening to you right now?
It's a lot. What happens when you get nervous? Do you get kind of gassy?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, keep your phone up high because I don't want to hear that.
Don't be nervous.
Trying to stay focused.
All right, take a breath. Everything's
don't you
fine.
Of Don and Jeremy as your friends.
What?
I said you're with friends. Don't you think of Dom and Jeremy as your friends?
Oh yeah, for sure. You guys crack me up.
Okay,
well,
good.
So there, you shouldn't be nervous. Don't, you're just hanging out with a couple.
Don't
of friends.
Freak out. All right.
A couple of boyfriends. You got two boyfriends.
You
right
have
here,
two
okay?
boyfriends right now.
Mm-hmm.
OMG. Ooh. LOL.
All right. Mm-hmm.
All right.
Okay.
Love it.
Lucky girl.
Do this.
Do you have a boyfriend or girlfriend right now?
I do not. I'm single.
Are you looking?
But are you happily single?
Yeah. No, I'm ready. I'm ready to have a boyfriend. Cutesy stuff. It's cuffing season.
Right. What are you looking for in a guy?
Yeah, what do you need?
I don't know. Someone who has their
stuff together.
In order. Yeah. Someone, you know, who has like a good career going and I don't know, doesn't party a whole lot. Just a mature guy.
That's us.
Yeah, there you go. You just described your boys in the morning.
Yeah.
We're taken, though.
Wait a minute. How old are you?
I'm 31.
Is it tough finding other guys your age who have got their act together?
Yes.
Oh.
Oh, that's a
What
bummer.
Do you attribute that to? Why do so many guys around your age not have their act together? What do you think?
I think people just like to party a lot and,
nobody wants to commit.
I don't think there's a lot of people out there wanting to commit these days. So
just looking to go out and have fun and in more of a group setting than one-on-one maybe.
Yeah. Which is cool. But you know, I'd like something serious. One day, so.
Have you had a long-term serious relationship?
Yeah, my ex, we were together for 5 years, but Dang. That was 3 years ago.
Dang.
Split up, so.
What happened there? Why'd you guys break up?
Oh, gosh. Let's not get into that.
Yeah, air your dirty laundry. Come on.
This is what we live for.
Well,
what did he do? What did he do or not do?
He was just kind of a-hole. Like, he used to be really nice and slowly just turned worse and
he
worse.
Changed, huh?
And,
man.
Yeah.
You don't have time for that,
didn't
Micah.
Make me feel good, so
good.
I dumped him.
Good for
good
you.
Good for you.
Drop that jerk.
You don't need him.
Yeah.
Well, good luck in your search, man. Yeah.
Thank you.
That's I don't envy you. I don't want to be out in the dating world. Ugh.
Yeah, it's rough out here for sure.
See, I was always the weirdo about that because it's like 95% of people say that, oh, I hate dating. Oh, the dating world. Yeah. I loved it.
Really?
Man, I had a great time in the dating world.
You did?
But yeah, I really did.
Huh.
But I understand that I'm on an island that most people are like, oh, it sucks being dating in the dating world. Well, All right, listen,
Especially
let's play Rattle Off.
You know, dating, so.
I've never done online dating. I never did that. I don't knock it.
That's where the anger's at, apparently.
Oh.
Maybe that's why you were having such a good time.
Yeah.
You were meeting people at like pickleball and stuff.
That's hilarious. I have never played pickleball, but I certainly would give it a try.
I was just a joke, though.
I would give it a try.
I was just joking.
I know you were just joking, but I'm saying I would give that a try.
I would watch that.
I would watch that. Like tube sock things.
Yes, and the shorty shorts. And little shorty shorts.
All right, Micah, let's play Rattle Off. You know, your whole world might turn around if you win Rattle Off.
Oh, God.
Or not.
10 seconds. In 10 seconds, we need 5 different bedtime routines. 5 different routines at bedtime. Ready and go.
Bath time, reading, meditating, yoga.
Time's up. Time's up. Time is Where's up. The brushing your teeth?
Just
the flossing.
Oh, brush it. Duh. I don't know. I was thinking of like wind down things.
Yeah, brushing your teeth and flossing.
Damn.
Making sweet, sweet love to that new boyfriend.
Oh, God. Well, oh my gosh.
Yeah, definitely a routine.
You know, you didn't win, and that means you're going to be single for another 3 years.
Forever.
Right.
Get Micah, used to it.
I'm kidding. That's a joke. You sound so wonderful. You sound like a catch to me. I feel like you're going to meet someone before the holidays. That's what I think.
Thanks. I hope I do too.
Good luck.
I'm sending out that vibe, Micah.
All right. Thank you guys so much for having me. It was fun.
Thanks for chatting with us.
Enjoy talking to you. Bye-bye.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
I love our listeners. I mean, I love them. Hey, Taryn. Good morning. What are you doing?
We are actually helping the church with the pumpkin patch set up.
You are?
Oh, the old PP.
Huh.
I got nothing.
Me too. I got to take the kids today to get some pumpkins, actually, because, you know, we got to carve them at the end of the week, so.
Well, come on down to the church on Smoky Hill Road.
come on down to the church. The church is overloaded with pumpkins. We got to sell.
Yeah.
Yeah, we got lots of pumpkins.
How much are your pumpkins?
I have no idea. I'm just helping.
You have no idea?
Look it up online.
I don't want to. You're there setting up the pumpkins.
Well, that's some great customer service right there, Taryn. Look it up online.
That didn't cross your mind at all as you're setting up a pumpkin patch as to how much the pumpkins are?
No, they just asked for help.
All right.
All right, fair enough.
Right on. You, that's very nice of you to help volunteer.
Thank you.
Yeah, well done.
We're running out of time here.
We are. Thanks for holding for so long. You were holding forever.
You're a champ for holding. Did you enjoy the conversation with Micah?
Sure. Yeah. I think I got disconnected at one point. So I called back.
You can just say you checked out. It's fine.
Yeah, that's fine. Okay.
Yeah, I heard you guys were saying that you were on air, and it was like crickets for a little bit, but it's all good.
Crickets, huh?
That's funny. Yeah. That's what our consultant says.
He said
too,
crickets. So. He's like, let's get it over with.
Our consultant says the same thing. 10 seconds, Taryn. Give us 5 different things you might butter. 5 things that you butter. Ready and go.
Bread, a bagel, your corn, your meat you might butter. With some salt and pepper, you might butter.
Time's up. Time is up. Muffin. I needed a muffin or banana bread.
Muffin. Okay.
Man. Mashed taters.
Right.
Butter. Okay.
Well, darn it.
Close.
You know, we enjoyed talking to you, though. I hope everything goes well down at the church.
All right. Thank you.
All right.
Smoky Hill United Methodist Church, if anybody wants pumpkin.
Okay. Thank you very much.
That'll be $5,000 for that free plug, okay?
Sure. All right. Thank you.
Bye-bye. Well,
I feel like she waited all that time just so she could
plug the pumpkin patch.
The pumpkin patch.